Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, sponsored by Progressive Complete Health. Train right, then train hard. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Progressive Complete Health. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health, so that we can give the answers to you. So tune in here every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. Listen in throughout the next month as we continue our dedication to your weight loss and fitness resolutions. So you may have committed to health and fitness next year, and next year is just 2 days away. Now, this often means joining a gym or a fitness club to help you achieve those goals. Most people who seek out extra help are more likely to achieve their goals. Now, everyone has different goals and everyone has different needs when it comes to the workout schedule and, you know, what their preference is. Some prefer early morning before work or late night after the kids have gone to bed. Some need childcare on site. Some need direction, classes, programs, personal training. Some just need equipment all in one location for their use whenever they want. So what do you need to be successful? What do you specifically need? Well, the number one factor when choosing a fitness facility is convenience. So the first thing most folks look at is the location. So think about the gyms or the fitness clubs that are close to you. X-Sport, Charter, Lifetime, your local YMCA, as well as like private studios, which seem to be gaining popularity. So I'm gonna review the different types of gyms and let you know what people think about these types of gyms, so you have an idea of what you're looking for and what's gonna suit you best and what's gonna help you reach your goals. So I want to talk first about the small box gyms, the $10, $20 a month gyms. Right now they're popping up everywhere. So they're very convenient because there's probably one very close to your home now. They're also cheap, which makes it easier on the pocketbook, which is great. Typically consist of cardio and weight equipment that you can use on your own time, or sometimes they also have trainers as well for an additional charge. Typically, there are no classes and there is no child care. So if those are things that you need, you're not going to get that out of a $10 or $20 gym, most likely. Charter had healthcare when it was Cardinal, but they don't have that anymore. Now, if you're self-motivated and you know what you're doing, this is the great type of gym for you. It's cheap and it has everything you need. Now, if you're looking for a trainer, you can usually find one of these. You'll find trainers at one of these types of gyms. If you're not looking to spend $70 or more per session on a trainer, I know it's expensive, but there's a reason we get paid for what we do. But you need that extra direction, this is not the gym for you. Without any classes, you're pretty much left on your own. So most people get discouraged because they don't feel that they know what they're doing, or they stop coming, or they get hurt because they don't know what they're doing, and they end up falling off and not going to the gym anymore. And the pitfall with that is, hey, it's only $10 or $20 a month, I'll just keep my membership, and I'll go back eventually. Well, a lot of these types of gyms actually prey on that. The attrition rate, or the rate of people not showing up but continuing to pay their membership, is about 67%. So these gyms tend to make more money off of people that aren't showing up than the people that are coming to the gym and the people that are showing up. They don't want you to show up, to be honest with you, because if they have a certain capacity that they can safely fill, and if their members – show up regularly, that's going to fill up their capacity. So they hope that you just keep your membership and keep paying but not show up. Good for them, but bad for you. So some of the gyms that are out there that have this idea or this plan are Planet Fitness, Charter, and Anytime. And Anytime Fitness. Those are the ones that you see most often here in Chicago, or 24-hour fitness. It's just like Anytime. So Planet Fitness is $10 or $20 a month, depending on the package that you select. As much as I rag on Planet Fitness, it isn't all bad. They do have circuit training rooms, not necessarily classes, but they have circuit training rooms set up with equipment that you do in a particular order. So it is set up for you, and there is a little bit of guidance. There isn't anyone coaching these activities, but they are there for you to use on your own. They have other amenities if you choose the black card option at $20 a month, and this includes access to more than one club location. If you're only paying $10, you can only go to the club that you select. Access to tanning, half-priced on cooler drinks, access to hydro massage, haircuts, and discounts on Reebok, as well as a few different salons. So it has some good stuff if you plan to show up. But again, they're kind of hoping that you don't. Now, Planet Fitness is a judgment-free zone, which means it's not meant to be intimidating. So you're not going to have people that are lifting heavy and grunting and screaming and slamming weights. So while this is great, to not intimidate people so people don't feel intimidated and all that, it limits your potential to progress. At some point in time, you're going to want to be able to do stuff that's going to cause you to grunt, even if it's just like box jumps or something, simple like that. So this does limit your potential for progress. This is a starter gym, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it being a starter gym. The one thing that typically burns my ass about Planet Fitness, though, is their Pizza Monday and Bagel Tuesday. Now, if you've heard me before, I'm all for living a little when it comes to your nutrition and having pizza every once in a while and having a bagel every once in a while. But it shouldn't be given away in a fitness or health facility every week. It also kind of burns me up when I see the vending machines at a health club that have Doritos and stuff in it. They shouldn't make it easier for you to obtain these things. They should say, they should make it to where you have to go out of your way a little bit to get those things. That's why they're a treat. That's why it's an every now and again thing. So that kind of burns me up a little bit, is their Pizza Monday and their Bagel Tuesday giveaways. So how about Charter Fitness at Anytime? These are your $20 a month gyms. For your membership, you get weights, weight machines, and cardio equipment. That's it. The only thing you really get for your membership is access to showers. So that's good, right? Now, of course, you need to go home clean. Typically, there aren't any classes, extra guidance, or childcare. The only advantage that Anytime has is that they're open 24 hours, so you can go whenever you want. Charter has limited hours, but are typically open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. So if you're looking for something more than just equipment, if you're looking for a little bit of guidance and classes and, yoga and, I'll even say, Zumba or something, you're not going to get that at most of these gyms. Charter, I know, doesn't do it for a fact, and I don't believe Anytime does either. Basically, they just set up a box store, and they throw some equipment in it, and if you come, you come. If you, however, are very motivated, you know your own program design, you know what you're trying to accomplish, and you don't need a lot of extra fancy bells and whistles, you don't need a pool, you don't need racquetball courts, basketball, if you don't need any of that classes, then these gyms are fine. They're absolutely fine. It really just depends on what you need. But again, $20, you're going to get what you pay for, and it usually isn't much, and usually the clientele isn't as upscale as you would like it to be. So next on the list, you have your gyms that are a little bit more like country clubs. Clubs like LA Fitness, well, maybe not LA Fitness and Export so much, but Lifetime for sure. But LA Fitness, Lifetime, and Export, those are three of the major chains out here. These gyms range anywhere from $50 to $100 a month for a single membership. They offer cardio equipment, weights, weight machines, classes, a pool, sauna, hot tubs, and childcare. Typically, classes are included in the cost of membership, and small group training and personal training is extra. Personal training will almost always be extra. It's very rare that you're going to go someplace and they're just going to throw a personal trainer to you for one-on-one services for free. Lifetime will give you a couple free sessions when you join up, just to kind of get you used to it, give you a little direction in the gym. It's good and it's bad because they also use that to try and pitch, you know, full programs at you. But at the same time, you get a little taste of it. So if you are interested in it, it's a good way to go. So these gyms tend to be a bit more expensive, and they usually have startup costs as well, except for January 1st, they usually waive those costs. These clubs typically make their money from extra services, such as spa and cafe services, along with personal trainers. I can tell you that Lifetime has a spa in it where you can get your hair and nails done, you can get massage, and they have a pretty decent cafe as well, so almost like a little country club. Export LA Fitness have these to a smaller extent. You can get smoothies and stuff like that, but they don't have the spa services. Now, sometimes in these clubs, you get overly aggressive trainers that will come bug you when you're trying to work out to get you to do an assessment, which, again, is another chance to try and sell you personal training packages. I know this because I was one of those trainers in my first job. Now, we as trainers do realize that, yes, we do have to do some selling, but, however, bugging you while you're on the treadmill can be really annoying. But let's actually look at the facility itself for a lot of these places. You got to ask yourself if you're going to use the pool, the childcare, the classes, a rock wall if they've got it, basketball gyms, spin studio, yoga studio, racquetball courts. They're all there. That's why these gyms are this expensive. That's why they come with a higher price tag. So when someone says to me, oh, you spend $90 a month on a membership for a gym, it's insane. Well, I use some of the classes. I use the pool to train for triathlons and stuff like that. So if your answer is yes to a few of these, doesn't have to be to all of them, then this is the type of gym for you. Like I said, I keep my membership at one of these types of gyms because I need a pool. And I do enjoy yoga from time to time as well. I own a private studio. We don't have a pool. One day, maybe. But these gyms do hope that you do come and you spend a little extra money on extra services such as their cafe or in their spa. So either getting an after-workout smoothie, sandwich, or wrap. So if you plan to use the extra things available to you, this type of gym is worth it. It's worth the extra money if you're going to use the extra amenities that you are paying for. Reviews of these gyms seem to be more positive for Lifetime in terms of access to equipment, fitness professionals, cleanliness, and an array of classes. Each of these gyms are independently managed, so I suggest you find a review of your local facility. Typically, the best thing to do is to go through Facebook and check out their Facebook reviews. So how about your local YMCA? Well, most YMCAs are governed by the corporate office, but not all of them. YMCAs typically offer smaller size fitness classes, maybe a little bit lighter of a schedule, but they do offer childcare and camps as well as senior programs, sometimes cancer survivor programs like Livestrong. They always have a pool, basketball court, racquetball, cardio, weights, and weight machines. So, again, they offer a lot of things. Most services and classes, however, do have an extra cost. Membership usually has joiner fees, and they run about $45 a month for individual memberships, with family memberships being a bit more expensive. Each YMCA is different, I found out. I've belonged to a few different ones. So you do get access to quite a few things, but each YMCA will have its own perks and its own disadvantages. For example, the one I worked at had a very small fitness floor and only about 15 or so pieces of cardio equipment, and it was in a very small space. It was hard to train people there, but at another YMCA that I picked up a race packet at was huge, beautiful, clean. It would have been my choice of gyms in the Grand Rapids area. So many YMCAs are classified as not-for-profits. This can sometimes mean employees aren't paid very well. fitness instructors can sometimes make less than a high schooler in their first job at a fast food joint. So this leads to the instructors being hobbyists and not actually being certified instructors, and not people that are making a career out of fitness. And without those certifications, this can be a huge liability issue. So I do rank YMCAs near the same category as far as amenities to LA Fitness, Export, and Lifetime. But with having to pay extra for classes, it can add up depending on how many classes you take. Classes, in my opinion, overly expensive. You'll pay like $20 for a class that is like 6 weeks and it lasts, it's twice a week. So again, check for local reviews of your nearest facility and see what they have to offer and see what other people are saying. Is it clean? Is it child-friendly? Is the staff courteous? Is there enough room on the fitness floor to get done what you need to get done? I will say that most YMCAs are great family facilities, and they offer tons of stuff for kids. I practically grew up in a YMCA that had these, you know, summer camps and stuff. So there is a lot that the YMCAs have to offer. So if you're looking for more of, you know, family activities and all that, then I'd say YMCA is your best bet. Lastly, are private fitness studios. Private fitness and small group fitness or boot camp type facilities are opening everywhere. It is the trend right now and has been for the last couple of years. So you pay X amount of dollars per month, typically $50 to $80, sometimes a little more, and you have access to unlimited classes. So whenever there's a class, you can pop into it. There's no extra cost for it. And typically there's a fitness floor as well that will have, you know, maybe some cardio equipment, some weight training equipment, TRX straps, stuff like that. Classes tend to be smaller. So instead of going into a class of 30 or more people, you're going into, you know, or even just 20, you're going into classes that tend to be 12 people or less. So you're going to get a little more attention because the instructor can help you with form or give you an alternate exercise if you have difficulties with knees, shoulders, backs, etc. You get it. So you get a guided workout. So if you need that extra direction, the moment you walk in the door and do a class, you're getting direction. A workout is already there. You don't even have to think about it. You just have to follow along. And you can always find the classes that you like. Any good group fitness group fitness or private fitness studio is going to offer a wide range of classes. And you get access to equipment that you can use on your own. And typically they're going to have a spin room as well. Spin is becoming quite popular again. So some will offer spa services if they are a bit bigger. And some may just have a locker room with showers and saunas and that be the end of it. Some will also have childcare. Again, some do, some don't. Most do not have basketball courts, racquetball courts, or a pool, which is a downside. But extra services like personal training, again, are often extra. I really wish I could divulge my business plan for my private fitness studio that we're looking to open in 2016. But we plan to set the new normal in private fitness and services not being offered anywhere for just the price of your membership. Not going to give away exactly what we're doing. But the great thing about these private fitness centers is the attention that you get. You actually get attention. You don't feel like you're going to get lost in the crowd, so you get motivation. You build relationships with other people in these smaller group settings as opposed to getting lost in the crowd. And again, motivation from instructors, trainers, and other people. You're going to make friends in these classes. You know, that's what people do now. People, oh, what class are you coming to? Oh, I'll come with you to that class. See a lot of that, you know, your workout buddy, your motivation. So typically the quality of the instructor you get is also very high in these places. You're going to get people that are certified, that are through a program that is nationally accredited, and that is extremely important when it comes to keeping you safe in reaching your goals. These are people that just didn't get some, you know, Cracker Jack box certification that took 2 days to get. You're going to get trainers that are certified through National Academy of Sports Medicine, NPTI, which is the National Personal Training Institute, ACES. Can't think of all of them off the top of my head right now. There's a lot of them out there. But you're going to get attention. You're going to get people that have studied this and know how your body works and can keep you from getting injured, because nothing sets people back more often than when they get injured. So you definitely don't want to get injured during a workout. So if you don't need the extra amenities, you don't need the pool, you don't need basketball courts and stuff like that, then, but you really want that focus, then this is a gym for you. If focus and boot camp style stuff is your thing, it seems to be the thing that's really going on right now, high intensity interval training workouts where you're getting your cardio up and you're using kettlebells and you're swinging weights and maybe even doing a little bit of jumping and having a good time, then this is definitely the gym for you. And then come check us out when we open up, once we settle on our location. So what it comes down to is you need to decide what is important to you when choosing a gym or a fitness center. Do you just want equipment and to be left alone? Are you self-motivated? Do you just want cardio equipment and weights? Then $20 a month gyms are fine for you. But if you need a pool, basketball court, spin room, big classes, childcare, racquetball courts, and if you could put up with the aggressive sales trainers that you see at Export in LA in Lifetime, then that's going to work better for you. Typically, a YMCA doesn't have the aggressive sales personal trainers, in my experience, which is great. And Lifetime also does, just to throw this in there, they do offer nutrition counseling at an extra cost as well. So that's a good thing to have. If you want smaller classes with more focus on you in written guided workouts and classes, then you may look for a private fitness facility. Again, they're popping up everywhere. You know, we've got kettlebell clubs and P2 and all sorts of private training around here. And some offer nutrition as well. Ours will as well, amongst other things. So, you know, of course it all comes down to convenience and cost as well. Is it convenient for you to get there from home or work, and what can you afford? So that always plays into effect as well. You know, the biggest thing for us is our target market is working professionals, people that are probably going downtown. They need a workout, quick workout, high-intensity workout in the morning, place where they can shower, hop on the train. So we're always looking to put our facilities right by train tracks, right by busy stations. So that's part of our business model. They can come in, they can get a quick workout, probably get a quick bite to eat too, because they're in like a depot district type area. So it's all what works for you. So I hope you found this more than helpful in choosing your fitness facility for 2016. If you ever want to check us out and what we offer, you can always contact us through the website, currently goproveg.com, or on Facebook at Progressive Complete Health. We will be rebranding soon, but right now you can still get a hold of us those ways to come check us out. So next week, join me as I talk about how to prehab your body. I mentioned it earlier, nothing derails a fitness goal or a weight loss goal like an injury. So next week I'm going to talk about how to prehab your body, avoid injury and rehab as you begin a new workout regimen in 2016. Until then, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony, and we'll see you in the new year. Namaste.